Hi, I'm Holiday Kirk, and thank you for listening to the New Metal Agenda podcast. If you want to help further expand the New Metal Agenda, check us out on patreon.com/newmetal_agenda. Membership perks include ad-free episodes, Patreon-exclusive podcasts, the ability to submit questions for guests ahead of time, free merch, and more. Thanks and enjoy the episode. Good afternoon from Los Angeles, ladies, gentlemen, people that don't give a fuck. I'm Holiday Kirk of the New Metal Agenda. With me today are my co-host Z.
What's up, everybody?
Grandfather.
Hey, everybody.
Riviera.
Hey.
This is a very important episode to me, a very special episode. I have long been fascinated with the global new metal community, and we are having on the show one of the drummer of one of the absolute greatest bands that the global new metal community has ever produced. I hope you're all ready to hear me butcher the pronunciation of so many words, but maybe I get this first one correct. Please welcome to the show Uzgur Shanone, drummer of Manga.
Welcome.
Yeah, I got the double thumbs up for that one. I'm proud. So, do you just go by Uzgur?
I have been to Namshov because of my endorser symbol company like 10 times. And it's really easy to spell my name as Oscar.
Got it. Okay. I will stick with Uzgur. So.
Okay.
If you could, please introduce yourself, introduce the band. We are a primarily American audience, so I expect people to be very unfamiliar.
We were just five Turkish guys who were studied at colleges, but the college that we call is private high school in Turkey. University, we don't call it college actually. And we were aware of the Western music, and we were trying to express ourselves on Western instruments actually. And but we born and raised in Turkish Islamic culture, and we are also aware of that ethnic sounds. And at the end of the day, we were five guys who were trying to produce some music influenced by Turkish culture, played by Western instruments. And we were really big fans of, we started as a cover band, and also we were making our own music. And we were really influenced by Deftones, Korn, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Cold Chamber, Vanilla Ice, Sepultura, and some other Turkish hip hop bands, some Turkish hardcore bands actually. And we have been to this competition, music contest called Sing Your Song, but I think it was a Turkish version of Star Search.
Really?
In those times, you had to compete in the competition with your own songs, and we became second in 2002. So till 2002, it was, this is the story.
Okay, and I think one of my favorite things about Manga is it's like if you had to come up with the idea of fusing new metal with more traditional Turkish forms of music, it would sound exactly like this. So in addition to your new metal influences, who are some of your native Turkish influences that you brought into your music?
My influences were Radical Noise. It's a really great hardcore punk band actually. They recently changed their lead singer, and now the lead singer is a guy from Ankara, from my hometown. I couldn't remember his ex-band's name. But really cool guys. What can else?
What about some of like the melodic influences, like the strings and the melodies, the like arabesque stuff?
The Turkish ones.
Yes.
It's really hard to explain because I was really shocked when I learned that the mainstream popular music in United States is actually country music, isn't it?
Country music,
It's up there. It's one of the more popular genres for
yeah,
us
I guess
currently.
so.
I don't know, but half of the Spotify listeners are listening to country music, I think, in United States.
Yeah, our
Yeah,
biggest
do
star is
that.
a country singer
Yeah,
named Taylor
so
Swift.
we
That's
have
fun.
also we have also a genre like that. It's called Turkish folk music, or yeah, we can call it like that. So it's everywhere. It's we have this instrument called bağlama. It's like the, I don't know, maybe 1,000-year-old instrument actually. And there are songs like 500, 600-year-old, and still we are playing those things. And you listen to those. And we have this, how can I say, in the Western music culture, there's this tempera system. When you are measuring the notes, actually, 7 notes, but on the piano it's 12 because of the tempera system. Majors and minors, blah blah. You know that thing, I
Sort of.
think. Except
Yeah.
that in Turkish or in Arabic, in Oriental music, we have commas between those notes, and
Interesting.
five times a day you hear the call to praise in Turkey, and every call to pray is on another chord progression. Actually, their chords are different. It's not the same melody, it's not the same harmonics, so it's in our ears actually. So
So it was like
it's
fusing your natural Turkish, ex music,
existence. We
just what came
we
naturally
yeah
with what
yeah
was from
yeah
America.
yeah yeah
And so the band name though, Manga, can you tell us where that came from?
it's in Turkish, in Greek, in Kurdish, in every languages it has some meanings. In Turkish it means squad, the military squad.
Oh,
Manga
interesting.
does.
Yeah,
And
but
that's where the name came
no
from?
no no We were really big fans of Japanese mangas.
Okay. I was about to
See,
fix
that
your
was what I
Wikipedia
thought.
page. Yeah.
That's so
And
interesting, though, that there's that false cognate, that double meaning.
in Turkey also people understand in that way. Oh, manga, so you're like soldiers. We say no, it's just, I don't know. Because in the time that we build up our band, it was Matrix time. It was, I don't know, Ghost in the Shell time. It was Akira time. It was Robotech time. It was the time of the culture that manga represent and affect all the Hollywood culture, actually. It was that era. And still it's like that, actually. I don't
Yeah.
know.
And you
Yeah, but that really
Dated
is a
now.
moment where like these classics, or I guess what becomes classics, are really big and blowing up and getting like huge international attention.
I'm 43 years old. Yeah, they are classics for us, actually. Oh,
What were some of the mangas that you guys were into at the time?
yeah, we were young and restless, actually. Like the series, we were just trying to make music, and we just want to express ourselves. And we are talking about an technological era that people, I don't know, it's really hard to explain. We grew up with radio, and I have had black and white television in my house, and then we had the color TV, and then we had some cell phones in the high school, and then we had the computer. We were connecting to internet with, I don't know, kind of dial-up. thing. And we have had cassette players. So it was a really different era. It was really hard to explain. And we really want to have our cassettes, that music on those cassettes, and we want to release that.
Did you guys, is that how you guys discovered American nu metal was from cassettes?
Yeah, of course, of course. There was this VHS Korn documentary or something like that.
Who then now?
I don't know.
Or Deuce?
They were drinking light beer in the backstage. That really affected us. Oh,
Yeah,
did you
there's a
see?
lot of that. They did a lot of that. That doesn't
Yeah.
narrow
I
it
think I know
down.
exactly. Yeah.
Eating seeds and drinking light beer. Did you see they are drinking light beer? How could it be? Or something like
Oh yeah,
that.
I
Coors
know what clip
Light.
you're talking about.
Yeah, they were I feel like they were responsible for keeping Coors Light afloat in the 90s. It's like all they did was drink Coors Light.
Maybe,
Both through
maybe.
reputation and single-handedly. Yes.
And in 2006, we have shared the stage in Rock and Coke in Istanbul with. In 2007, sorry, maybe five, I don't know, 2005,
You shared
with
the stage
Korn,
with Korn.
and David Silveria was playing on those times, and I bring a handmade darbuka as a gift to him, and I have a photo with him with David
Oh,
Silveria.
that's awesome.
We need
That
to see
rules.
that. We're gonna need to see that at some point. We're gonna need to see that. That's
Yeah.
awesome. So he was a
It's, I
big
think
influence on you as a drummer.
it was that whole album was complete how can I say shock because all the rhythm section is like on the same hit, same syncopation actually. From the start to the end, it was something new actually. So
I think that your band's song Libido is like the best fusion between like the Korn sound and then the Turkish rock
our
sound.
first album is closer to nu metal actually.
The first you're talking about the first Manga album? I mean, that's just nu metal, man. I don't know what to tell you. If your band has a DJ, that's nu metal.
Of course. If you use samples, if you have a I don't know what's that. Akai MPC, blah blah, sampling pads.
It's true. It's true. And you guys had all of that?
But it was a tradition. It was a tradition on those times, actually. We have been to South by Southwest in 2013, and every band have had a female singer and a North Keys player and a drummer with some sampling pads. Every band in 2013 in South by
Yeah, I
Southwest.
remember 2013 that comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You know,
Unfortunately.
at the end of the 90s, you had to wear loose pants, blah blah, you know, close to hip hop, and also some twin pedals, some bass things, some samplings. And it was really, I don't know, how can I say, it was fit for us actually. We were really fitted into that because we have had some Turkish ethnic instrument samplings. We were playing in the same hard way. Even our guitarist Yağmur has this seven string Ibanez Korn signature
Now, of course, nice. You definitely want
guitar.
one of those. So when you guys came to South by Southwest in 2013, did you still have a full-time DJ in the band?
No,
Ah.
we already separated our ways, actually.
So how was the reception then when you guys played in America? And was that your only American show?
Yeah, we have been to states like, I don't know, maybe five or six times. In November, we were in states actually
Yeah, I
again.
was gonna say, weren't you just here. I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah, we have been to New York. We played in East Village, a place called Drome, 2 times. And we have been to DC, Washington, DC, to play a show, a benefit gig for earthquake. After the earthquake, there are some kids with. We collected money for protests for them, actually. And in November, we were there on that stuff. But about your question, the answer is we are no name for American market.
You're what?
It's North American market is the toughest market. And I have lots of musician friends over there. And they also talk about like that. They are really good players over there. They are really good instrument players, musicians, producers, but it's a tough market.
We would have
So
we have no idea what to do with bands like yours. Good bands, we don't. We don't, yeah, I mean, we don't know what to do with anyone, any
especially
bands, it
now.
seems like. I mean, there have been bands singing entirely in foreign languages. I feel like foreign language music is actually very big now, foreign, you know,
Oh,
quote unquote. But like
yeah.
you have songs, you have whole albums in Spanish that top the charts. Who's like the most successful Turkish musician in America?
Tarkan.
Who?
Tarkan.
Tarkan. I know that name, man, but that's I'm sorry,
Yeah.
that's as far as I can get with that one.
No, but
Out of my sight.
sorry. We have been to South by Southwest and we met with an agent, actually. An agent from New York, TCI,
Oh my God.
Cindy
So,
Da Silva.
what was that?
Cindy Da Silva. She became our
Cindy.
manager for the American markets, and we were doing actually quite good. And we have been to New York CMJ, the music marathon, and we played in New York a couple of showcases, and we have been to ASCAP.
Music
We met,
publishing.
we met those guys, and we met with some lawyers, actually, because here's the difference. In Turkey, you go to recording company and you bring your all music. But in States, if you want to go to a recording company, you had to go to a lawyer because they do the shopping for you.
They do
Yeah,
that.
there definitely is
Yeah.
a lot
Hold
of
on.
bureaucracy in
Hold
that.
on, I'm really proud of myself because I did this. Okay, Tarkan, right? Tarkan, most famous Turkish musician in the States.
And we have met with the Tarkan's lawyer in New York
The
during
lawyers.
CMJ.
He has a song called Ölürüm Sana.
Ölürüm sana,
Ölürüm Sana, which was covered by a band called
Megalomaniacs.
Metal Mania. No, Rocka? ROCKA.
Ah, no. You're talking about the popular ones.
Yes.
I can recommend a German hardcore-oriental metal. It's that
No.
cover is better.
Rocka. So they're also from Ankara. Like you're familiar with that band, right?
Rocka, yeah, I know those guys.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
and they covered that song in a nu metal style. Did you ever cross
No,
paths with them?
their song was not the same song. Tarkan's most famous song is something else, and a band from Germany covered that. Rocka covered another one.
Oh, another one with the same name.
There's no, I'm so correct on this. I would never purport to tell
Fucker.
you what you know about Turkish
Ah,
music.
sorry. Ölürüm sana. You said ölürüm sana.
Yes.
Ölürüm sana. Şimdi. Yeah. Rocka covered that. Yeah. I'm talking about şıkıdım şıkıdım.
I wouldn't know that one. I wouldn't know that one. I just know of
Ha.
the, I only know of them as the nu metal band, but I was wondering since they're also from Ankara. Am I saying that correctly? Did you ever cross paths with them?
The drummer is my buddy. We hang out all the time. He's like my homie. How can I say
Incredibly,
it?
incredibly
I can call
homework.
him right now if you want.
At 1:30 in the
At
morning?
1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I can. I can.
So as far as Ankara goes, though, you guys were active in that alternative rock scene while you guys were were coming up, what kind of bands in that scene were you guys into?
With us, or we were listening to, or in the scene?
In the scene, like who were you performing with? Who else was active around then?
For last 20 years, the remaining ones are Athena and Mor ve Ötesi and Duman.
Okay. And
Athena is kind of ska punk. Mor ve Ötesi is like, I don't know, alternative. May sometimes they are more like Brit bands actually, more
okay.
melodic, powerful. Duman is something else. Duman is like grunge, but Turkish, alternative, arabesque grunge. It's awesome.
You
I
guys
love that.
actually have performed, collaborated with a band. I might mess this pronunciation up. Silkies? Oh no. I knew I was gonna mess this up.
You can spell it. Which one? Maybe you can write it. I think we have a writing section here.
What I actually might do, I can't find this at all. This was bad. I love this band. I might have to mute and run it through a translator so I know how to pronounce it and come back to this topic. But in the meantime, you are currently working with Radio Exxon, am I correct?
Radio Exxon,
Radio Exxon, and can you tell us about what you're doing with them right now?
For last 2.5 years, I have a radio show. I'm hosting a radio show. In the biggest, because it's the only one, but it's really big, radio station in Turkey, Radio Exxon, and my program's name is Was Also Your Father Was a Punk. Your father was also a punk? Yeah, this is the name.
Okay,
You'd
here I
be
go.
presenting and playing a lot of old school punk rock.
Yeah, it's actually, I have this small mohawk. I have a mohawk, and everybody asks me, was your father also a mohawk or punk?
Oh.
So it's the name. It's not related to punk culture, but yeah, it fits
I
on me.
see.
So I play, I don't know, I choose Offspring, Bad Religion, Exploited,
Oh, nice.
Fugazi, my favorites all the time. So it's my freedom space. It's
Okay.
really great for me. And also we shoot some interviews with the upcoming and new Turkish artists for the Radio Exxon's YouTube channel.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here we go. You're familiar with the band Çilekeş?
Çilek.
Love them. I love that band. I think that they're
The
really,
first
really good.
album. The first album was great, and we were sharing the same stage in the same bar in Ankara during 2002 and 3. Oh man, I'm so old.
Don't worry, we all are at this point, I think. I love them. They opened for Deftones on, I believe, the only Deftones show ever played in Turkey.
Yeah, and I have some stories about that stuff.
Go on.
There is this guy. They took. He says, by the way, he says, no, nothing happened like that. The conversation wasn't like that.
Of course, of
There's
course.
this guy, and they also performed with Deftones. They were also an opening act called Dorian in the same day.
Not
And
familiar. Okay, go on.
But their music is kind of most new metal sound on those times in Turkey actually. They have one album and it's great. They are really pure and really talented guys, and we are still in touch with them, but the band is not still going on. The guitarist of Dorian, Mehmet, They go to this fish and rocker restaurant and with the band members of Deftones, and they start talk with Chino Moreno about music, blah blah. And he says, "We love Tool and your performance with the Maynard during the Passenger is really great, blah blah." And he says, "Oh, thank you very much." And Chino, I don't know, this is kind of an urban legend, okay? He says maybe they could be more understandable. Chino says that. And Mehmet says, our friend says, "Oh, brother, you didn't understand their mission," or something like that. And they cut the conversation. The other day, Chino doesn't look to the guy, blah, blah, something like
What?
that.
So wait,
Maybe
wait.
shuts them
He
down.
said he could be more understandable. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Now we are talking about 20 years ago, okay?
Of course, 20 years ago. Nobody remembers 20 years ago, but understandable, like with what he's singing.
Maybe more, less progressive, maybe.
Maybe, but either way, Chino wasn't into it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, honestly.
Nice change in 20 years.
It's a kind of an urban legend here, and we tell to each other and make fun of it,
You guys did get drafted into the Eurovision Song Festival performing for 2010, right? 2010. How did that come about? How does that, one thing about Americans is we don't know anything about Eurovision. We don't get it at all.
That's your problem.
That
You
is our
don't know
problem.
anything about the rest of the world.
I think the
What?
internet is helping bridge the gap.
Writ
I've
large,
seen a
that is
lot
our
more about
problem.
Eurovision the last couple of years.
Yeah, Eurovision is, I don't know, something. When you talk about utopia,
Utopic, utopic, yes. Yeah.
utopia, it's the closest thing to a utopia. No fights, no arguments, peace everywhere. Everybody's sharing the moment. Everybody's enjoying the time. It's incredible,
This is why
actually.
we don't get it. We
Yeah.
could never be a part of
Well, it, I mean, it
we
is
could never be a part of
kind of.
that. You couldn't invite America to Eurovision. We'd be throwing things at everyone else, booing.
You
I mean,
told
in
me,
a
we'll
way,
see
it's
about
like
that.
it's very similar to what like the myth and the dream of the Olympics is, right? Like this
Yeah,
just
for
display
art.
of like talent and artistry and skill in a more neutral way. Obviously, that's not exactly how it always goes down, but yeah, no, I that like col that Yeah, collective shared thing is really exciting about Eurovision.
Tell me something. How do you get picked to represent in Eurovision? How does that happen?
Usually, there should be a national selection. And usually, I don't know, maybe 50 countries attend to this competition, and maybe 40 of them have their national selection competition, and then they send the winner. In Turkey, in last, I don't know, maybe 20 years, it became something like the public television, government television was public television. But I don't know. I don't think that you have something like that.
We have public
For example,
television. Like,
TRT.
yeah, we kind of do.
TRT is Turkish Radio Television. It's the government's public's TV station, and they are responsible for these international competitions. And they asked us for attending to Eurovision Song Contest in 2010. And we said, okay, because it's kind of, I don't know, national duty. When it's like when nature calls, it's like, I don't know.
You can't say no to that. Representing Turkey,
Yeah.
You have to say yes.
It's flag, it's national, it's pure. What can you do for your country or something like that? It's pure national thing, actually.
You know what? So what's wild is we're actually about to talk to, I have the email sitting in my inbox, I need to reply to it, but we're actually about to also talk to Blind Channel, who I believe are the Swedish representation. This is not the time to get that wrong, is it? The Swedish representation. Are you familiar with Blind Channel? Finland, excuse me.
2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, very recently. Another very...
guys like Linkin Park / Limp Bizkit, something like that.
Yeah, and then like with the more modern metalcore.
Yeah. I remember those guys, and I really wanted them to, I don't know, push it and maybe have some attention. But it was during the pandemics, actually. So I don't know. Blind Channel. Yeah. Finnish guys. Yeah.
With your song,
the new metal, isn't it?
It was. They're definitely another new metal band. With your song, though, We Could Be the Same. It's a bit more of a straightforward, like rock anthem type song, no?
And we have also these violins, string session, some Turkish percussions, Turkish flutes, ney in the arrangement.
Did you write the song for the competition?
Yeah.
And that's where the theme of unity comes from in the track?
TRT asked for three songs.
And who is TRT? The public television station. Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
They said, prepare us three songs and we are going to choose it. And also you can say which one is your favorite. And we prepared three songs. One became Fly to Stay Alive. One became All We Need Is Everyone. But the one that we played on the competition is We Could Be the Same. And We Could Be the Same has three arrangements. One is from Istanbul, one is from Brussels, one is from Stockholm. Because we work with a guy called Engin Akıncı. He have been to Eurovision Song Contest with Sertab Erener. She became first in 2003, I think, in the Eurovision Song Contest. And we have the highest rank after her in our Eurovision Song Contest history. And he was aware of all the protocols in the Eurovision Song Contest. Mm-hmm. And he said, till this time, this is the deadline, we can change the arrangement. Till this time, we should make the show, we should arrange the choreography, blah, blah. Because Eurovision Song Contest is, let me teach you something, Americans, okay? It's like, I don't know, 150 million people watches it live. And it has this backup technology, it's incredible. They record the previous rehearsals and it goes parallel. And if something happens, they just switch to it and accept all of those things. Do you know why there is a competition like that?
General boredom? I'm not sure.
General boredom.
Got to do something.
This knowledge is not going to help you about anything in your life, but this trivia, maybe it works for you. It started like 50 or 60 years ago, and Eurovision Broadcasting Union wants to check their uplink status every year. And to check uplink status every year between all the countries in the Europe Broadcasting Union, they had to have some meeting. And this meeting becomes Eurovision Song Contest. And every year, like think about 50 years ago. You go to Italy, you go to France, you go to Spain, you go to Turkey, you go to Germany, and everybody's sharing their live shows. And we don't have 3G, we don't have 4G, we don't have Zoom, we don't have anything. You know, it was a kind of ancient, technology, you know?
So it's like,
one big radio test.
It was like a test of the broadcast system. Like, let's get all these guys to come sing. Let's just all sing while we're doing
Good way to test.
Well, I mean, it is kind of like, because you couldn't do any kind of sport thing where like it needed to be, you know, taken out to like a broader league. Because if something went wrong and you lost part of a match, like that would be.
Yep. Yep.
That makes total sense. That's so cool. I love stuff like this.
We know. And so with the song, though, with your song, you did not get to write that song just on your own. There was like a bit of a committee. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, we write the song in our own, actually. But the thing is, when you don't sing in your own language, it's really hard to express yourself. And also the spelling is also important while singing. So Engin's wife, Fiona, she's British. She helped on writing the lyrics. And also we have this guy, Evren. He is from Canada. And he also helped as a vocal coach and also help with the lyrics. Because of that.
Did you want to make it more nu metal and they said no nu metal? Try to have a little DJ breakdown, play with 7-string guitars, drop tuning. And they're like, you can't do that. Europe's not ready for this.
It was something like, I don't know, how can I explain? After a point, we started with nu metal attitude. Blah, blah. But we became really popular. And when the national TV calls you and gives you this mission, of course, you take the feedbacks. And they wanted to have more Turkish-influenced arrangement. I'm not going to say, no, it's our music. Everybody said something like that. But at the end of the day, this is our music. This arrangement also is our production. So, told something, but at the end of the day, this is our production. So we didn't close our ears to any other feedbacks, actually.
I want to wind this back a little bit just because I was thinking about it. Do we have any more Eurovision questions, though, before we move on?
Oh, I do, actually, from one of our friends who is much more knowledgeable about Eurovision than I am. But one of our friends wanted to know if two things, if there was any song in your discography, I guess she didn't know that you had written these specifically for this, but any other song that you could have put up at Eurovision, is there a different one or like one that you would have picked? And then also was wondering how like that competition style of shows differs from just normal touring with the band and how those experiences are different.
The first answer is we couldn't attend the competition with a previous song, actually. Yeah. But if we use our imagination and in another universe, if we attend with another previous song, I would choose the first single, Bir Kadın Çizeceksin, or Beni Benimle Bırak. Those would be kind of more manga, more Turkish, blah, blah. Maybe we would like to attend the competition with those songs. But at the end of the day, Eurovision doesn't accept any released songs. Except that Eurovision, what was the second one?
Just how the experience of taking part in Eurovision is different from like going on a normal tour with a band.
The promotion tours of Eurovision was really amazing. It was incredible. We have been to Bulgaria, we have been to Greece, we have been to Holland, we have been to Germany, and just shows for showcases for Eurovision, and it was really funny. We have been to a daytime show in Romania, and you should see that. It was incredible. There was a polka lady singing at a corner, and we were Turkish band playing another corner, and there was a guy cooking something over there. It was really funny and interesting experiences. And during the competition, we were in the same backstage corridor with Armenia and Israel, and there are lots of struggle going on, and there was no problem with the competitors between each other actually over there. So all the time that we spent over there, it was amazing. Like I said at the first, the closest thing to an utopia is peace and happiness everywhere. It was incredible.
Okay. No more peace and happiness, though. We need to talk about nu metal. I feel like we're getting to
Yeah.
from the topic du jour. What is your personal favorite nu metal band? What would you say the band's favorite? You know what? I don't. We never actually did this. Can you do me a favor and just introduce the other members of the band?
Of course, of course. Let's start with Ferman. Ferman is our lead singer, and actually, he was trying to be a nu metal DJ, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't
he wanted to be a DJ in the band, but he have had this really beautiful voice. I was aware of that stuff, and we were playing in another cover band, and I met with Yağmur, our guitarist, and Yağmur was kicked out of his ex cover band. And he was looking for a new band and want to produce and make his own music.
What did the cover band perform? What kind of cover band? What covers?
In Turkey, the cover bands play like 500 songs. It's like, I don't
Course.
know, Mustang Sally to Supergirl, blah blah. It's kind of Pearl Jam, Nirvana, 60s, 70s, the popular ones. If you are clever enough to remember those songs, you can play in a cover band here.
And he was kicked out because he wanted to do nu metal songs and they wouldn't do that. I like that idea. I think that is why. I'm
Kirk's
just
just making
messing.
stuff up.
I can do that. I can do that.
I am not going to demolish your ideas. Yeah, it was something like that. And Cem was also playing, our bass player was also playing in another cover band with Ferman. And first I met with Yağmur, and then Yağmur, I bring Ferman, and Ferman bring Cem, and we build up. Efe, our DJ, was also a friend with Yağmur, so he was also already in the band. Yağmur is most talented and most educated, music educated guy in our band. He's a really good arranger, producer, and a really cool guitar player. But when I go to studio, every time he is playing drums in my drum set.
You must love that.
Everybody wants to play drums, okay? Drums are the best instruments, okay?
I agree
I
100%.
agree.
Dude,
Especially
the
in nu metal,
coolest one.
we are a genre of drummers.
Definitely. And Cem is more electronic and funky guy in on his own taste, our bass player. Ferman has a kind of a variety of music likes, but he is really into Turkish, classical Turkish music. And Yağmur is aware of everything, and now he's producing his own Glitch Up album, actually.
As one does. When you guys came together, what was like your favorite? What were like your favorite, your biggest influences, nu metal and otherwise?
I would say Korn, but everybody says Linkin Park, and yeah, it
This
became
was
Linkin Park actually
where I was
at your
going to,
point.
yeah.
Because it's really hard to explain. We formed that maybe just during Linkin Park or just before Linkin Park, at the end of the 2001. So it's like you have sugar, you have grapes, you have, why don't you have wine or something like that? How can
I'm always
it's
saying this,
the
yes.
So it was that time period that we have had all the same influences. I'm not saying that we were before them or something like that. Yeah, we were aware of them. But we were trying to do those things, and we are in Turkey, and we were in Ankara, not even in Istanbul, because Istanbul is the entertainment showbiz city, actually. And we were, I don't know, Cypress Hill, Skull and Bones, Cold Chamber, Korn, Sepultura, Chaos AD. Yeah, those bands were also Deftones. Deftones was still
Still.
they're like, I don't know. I cried when that thing happened to Chi Chang, actually. It was, I don't know,
Big
it's there
tragedy.
are thousand
Yeah.
miles between each other, but I share the same culture and
Genre,
same attitude. That's
music.
I love those guys at the end of the day, and I feel sorry for Chi Chang, and I don't know, I was just, that's all I can say actually.
Did manga ever cover any nu metal songs from those bands? Did you guys ever have any covers?
Yeah, we have a cool cover from Coolio, Gangster's
Of
Paradise. I
course.
think it's on YouTube.
I will look into that after our call.
And we of course we covered like, I don't know, Blind, Passenger, My Own Summer. We have a couple of songs from Korn actually, but I can't remember them. And we are planning a show, because we were playing in Limon Bar. Limon means lemon, that was the bar that we started to play some gigs, and we have that playlist over there, like Deftones, Korn, Rammstein, Sepultura, blah blah, and we are going to perform those songs, maybe just this year, in one show in Istanbul.
Let me ask you this
Oh,
though.
yeah.
When you joined up with Sony Music for your debut album, it was 2004. Now, in America, 2004 was like no one was really doing nu metal anymore. Bands with DJs weren't any much more a thing. Is that, but in Europe, that wasn't really the case. Nu metal really stuck around. Did you guys feel like there was a pressure to maybe do less of a nu metal sound, or were you always committed?
Our success in Turkey, I think, some people in their own area, good professions like musicologists or sociologists, sociologlar, should write something about that stuff because it's something else. It's really hard to explain. We were the first, and we have had gold plate with our first album.
It's
like, I don't know, maybe 200,000 copies or something like that. And then after us, I don't know, maybe 10 bands like us just released their first album. Sony Music's decisions or choices were not, we didn't feel any weight on us. It was our decision, it was our music. Yeah, production wise, we arranged something, but at the end of the day, all of the songs are written and played by us. And we were not expecting, we were not expecting anything. And
did you say you were the, did you say you were the first Turkish new metal band?
No, no, no. Mainstream.
Mainstream.
First one to get success from it.
Right.
Yeah. I can't say new metal. I can't describe our band as a hardcore band, but before us there was really good hardcore bands in Turkey. Like Radical Noise.
I feel like I might speak for a lot of people when I say that I have only ever heard of your debut album. I've only ever heard the 2006 reissue, Manga Plus. I've never heard the original version. Where did the decision come from to put that album out again 2 years after?
Because we were on the road. In 2004, we released the album, and 2005 and 2006 was... We were on the road, and Turkey is a big country, actually. We have like 80 cities, and we have been to some cities like 5 times. It was show over show, gig over gig, and we didn't have time to release something else. And everybody were expecting some new material from us, and we have had covered this song from Cem Karaca. He's like the superstar of Turkish Anatolian pop rock music, and Kandırma Kendini, another original song from us.
What was the cover?
Rap Tia Rap Rap.
Oh, that's a cover. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So the reissue is just the two songs added to the beginning. Which version do you prefer? Which to you is like the true version of the album?
Yeah, of course, the first one.
The first one. So you prefer that to the reissue?
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, it was something. I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's really hard to compare those times to now. Now everybody's just releasing a single or EP, blah blah, 3 months to Spotify, and there's no hard copy now. Do you still buy hard copies, CDs, or vinyls?
I don't. I'm not gonna lie, I don't.
I do, but I'm weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's an enthusiast thing stateside now.
I mean, I wish I had the room and the budget for it still, but unfortunately, it's fallen by the wayside.
But what you're saying is it was more consequential putting out like an album in 2004.
Yeah. During the Sony Music times, yeah. But the Sony Music times also attached to our first manager. And those times the second album, the Şehri Hüzün, actually I call it as a second album, actually.
Right.
Şehri Hüzün is more manga. Yeah, you can criticize the first one. Oh, it's like Linkin Park. Oh, it's like Korn. Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like that. Yeah, what can I say?
We're not criticizing. Did you think we were criticizing
that's
that?
That's a compliment when we point out those comparisons.
We love that.
Yeah.
In Turkey, yeah, we have lots of jokes about Turkish people. Okay, we are. Do you know anything about Turks?
I'm just going to go with like no, sorry.
Yeah. For last 1,000 years, we didn't conquer at all. Okay. In
No conquering,
Anatolia.
no conquering.
No conquering, not at all. Anatolia is just free at a point. Because we don't need anyone to conquer us. We just fight to each other. Okay, that's the thing.
I love your debut album. We actually just published a list of the 100 greatest nu metal albums of all time, and I put it at 34 out of 100. I feel like it is a very, very important album to show off, like, hey, the whole world was doing this sound. And this specifically is like, this is what Turkey's version of that was. And yeah, I really just want to thank you as we're like winding this one down. I want to thank you for your contributions to this music that I adore so much. I really have always had such respect, so much love for the bands that were taking this sound and making it into their own regional version of such. And I think you guys did that possibly better than anyone else in terms of like what it's like I said at the beginning, like what would you imagine Turkish nu metal to sound like? This, like that's exactly what it would sound like.
Thank you very much. It's I don't know what to say actually, because for a long time I was waiting for this from an American baby to express in say it like that. But I don't know. It's music. We were just feeling that, and we released those songs, and we spent really good time, and we are still enjoying, and we are still producing, and music is evolving actually. And because we are getting old, and we are maybe more experienced. For example, in our latest EP, we have a song 21/8,
Yeah.
so it's.
I think that it's time for you guys to rehire your DJ. That's what I'd like to leave you with. I think that you need to
Or
rehire
any DJ, or any
any
DJ, or a
yeah.
sampling guy.
I'll tour
I
with
don't
you.
know.
I'll tour with you. I can DJ. I'm in.
Does Deftones have still the DJ?
Yeah, they
Yes.
do
Yeah, they
still.
do. They do.
Yeah, Frank Delgado.
No,
They have a whole DJ
I'm
and they'll
joking.
tell you they're not nu
Yeah,
metal.
yeah. The thing is, I'm facing this all the time. I know you liked our music, and we have your attention, and I'm really proud of that stuff. Thank you very much. But in Turkey also they ask the same thing. They ask for the previous songs. They say we have this ballad called Cevapsız Sorular, and they say, oh, you don't have any other song like Cevapsız Sorular. Yes, we don't, because you don't have those friends. You don't have that girlfriend when you were listening to that song. You don't have those buildings. You don't have those streets. You don't have that school. It has been fucking 14 years. What can I do? I can't give you those moments. I can't give you those memories. I can't give you
You
those
can't,
smell.
but you can rehire your DJ. I'm just saying, you can do that. I feel like that would be a
Yeah, no,
step in the
I.
right direction for everyone
But
in the world.
yeah. What you're saying makes a lot of sense though,
Cheers.
especially since
Cheers.
like what makes or what made what continues to make to me nu metal so great, the best of it is that it is like looking at what is happening around in a cultural moment and combining this whole mesh of ideas. But if you're only looking to the past to do that, you're not responding to what's in the present. And so, yeah, I mean, things have to change and that's okay. Things can change and have a DJ again. I'm
And
telling you.
we are looking to the moments, and maybe we don't like the new music, but it's not our thing actually, because we spent our time, and I'm 43, so if you are 20, if you are 10, the music that you enjoy, and the music that you share, and the music that affects you is something else, and you have that zeitgeist moment, and I can't help about that stuff, so I shouldn't be criticized them. That's the thing, I think.
I need to, before this wraps up, I need to give a big, big, big shout out to my friend Emery Alper, who I know on Twitter and introduced me to what he calls two metal. And he sent me your music. He sent me Silikesh and really opened my eyes to that. And he also helped me out with a bunch of questions to ask you, which is great. So big thank you, friend, my friend, if you're listening. Thank you so much. Before
we... except all of those things, you should come to Istanbul.
You know what? To hell with it. If I come to Istanbul, though, can I stay with you? All right. I'm doing this.
I can't do anything about the plane tickets, but you have a house here. No
problem. I might take you up on that.
We're starting the GoFundMe now.
Be careful. I may take you up on that. So
yeah, he might just show up on your doorstep.
Except all of those things, this year is the metal year in Istanbul.
So I must be there. Marvel,
Sodom, Megadeth, Judas Priest, Cradle of Filth.
Manga.
Oh, manga is everywhere. Come here. I will take you to manga concert. No problem.
Oh my God, I really want to do that. Well, before we end this, though, I do want to turn the tables over to some of my co-hosts if they have any questions. Z, I know your ears perked up when we started talking about punk bands back there.
Yeah, what was the punk scene like in Turkey, like back in the late 90s, early 2000s? What kind of music were the punks making?
I was playing with a band called Deli Gömleği. The English name is Straitjacket. Started with 1998 till 2001. Punk scenes, like, I don't know, you know, wedding saloons. Do you know? Do you have something like that?
Wedding saloons?
When two people want to marry, there are some wedding saloons. You rent those place and you call your guests, blah blah, and you make the wedding ceremony over there.
We don't have punk those. Bands. We don't have weddings. We don't do weddings in America.
Well, we do, but they're usually in churches.
They're usually in churches.
Yes. Yeah. Punk bands were renting those saloons, and they were making punk concerts. Five bands a day. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like how the VFW centers used to be the like veteran centers. I guess some still are hardcore venues.
I think Fugazi is doing something like that. Fugazi was
doing something. Big thing Fugazi was doing back when they were around.
Yeah. Yeah, you just the owner of the saloon and just you, and you share the, I don't know, backline fees, blah, blah. And it's, I don't know, the funny named punk bands, it's like, I don't know, what can I say? It's really hard to explain. Handcuffs. This one is really funny, but it's funny for me. What's the Auto Park Rats?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's I just translate to English. Okay, Auto Park Fareleri.
Grandfather, what about you? You've seen manga live, right?
I have not. I've never been to the coast.
Usually, you have. So
unless they played in Chicago and I missed it.
If you've got any lingering questions, though.
Yeah, I had one question about Eurovision. You submitted three songs. Was it a conscious decision to write the lyrics in English? Maybe for a more widespread appeal? Or
It was our decision. Because Europe is more... English is a common language in most of the European countries. And in... 3 minutes and 30 seconds if you want to express yourself, which language you choose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. It was our decision. Cool. Yeah. Nationals people in Turkey said us, oh, you're Turks, why you're not singing in Turkish, blah, blah, blah. We just want to express ourselves because our message should be understood by other people. So it was, if we were trying to sing in Turkish, it was a, I don't know, missing performance. it would be not
You wouldn't be able
complete
to,
performance.
you wouldn't have been
Maybe
able
your
to reach
message would
out
have
as
been off.
effectively.
Second place. You guys came in second place. And you know what? I feel
Yeah,
like of all the years, that's the year where I feel like a lot of people have said, you guys should have won that one. You should have won that one.
But before that, I would like to say punk scene in Turkey is like, I don't know, maybe last 30 years and pure punk. There are some bands. It's like Raşit. Do you know Raşit?
Not familiar with them, no.
Yeah, Raşit is like one of the best. There are really good punk bands in Turkey, and also some alternative bands. Popular songs are really close to punk genre, actually.
Lot of influence there.
This affects me really much because I listen lots of ex-Yugoslavian bands, alternative bands, and they are also really great, like EKV, Ekaterina. It's incredible. They have a song called Krug. It's pure punk, actually. It's the, I don't know, the something starts in the Western culture and comes to Eastern places, and we evolve it in our way, and it becomes
Yeah,
something else, and
something
then
new and
it goes
exciting.
over there, and it becomes something else. Music-wise, we can talk about this till morning, actually.
It
There are
is
lots of
morning. You're already talking about it in the
yes.
morning.
With my Guinness, I can talk till I don't know,
We should, you know what?
tomorrow.
I'm gonna tell you what, if you can ever get the rest of the band involved, I would be more than happy to do another episode with you guys.
Okay. I will arrange it, but
Organize
you should
something.
come to Istanbul.
Excuse you? Come to Istanbul? Yeah, we'll do it there. I'll do it
Come to
there.
Istanbul.
How expensive could that be? I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's pretty cheap.
Our word is
I
the
love when
word.
you ask how expensive could something possibly be.
How
This
expensive could it
a
be?
question that has never gone badly for you.
And you have to fly your turntables there too because you're in the band now.
It's true. I would have to fly my DJ equipment there. Be like, I
Gotta
told you I'd be here.
get a work visa. It'll be a whole mess.
It will be a whole mess, but it'll be a fun one. I have one last question, Asgar. When are you coming to Los Angeles? When will Manga play Los
I
Angeles?
was going to come. I was going to be over there Anaheim, actually.
In Anaheim. Oh no. Wait, when were you going to do that?
I was going to, but I have had this big concert in Baku, Azerbaijan, so I couldn't make it over there. My friends are now coming to Turkey, returning from the NAMM show.
Ah, the NAMM show. I feel like I knew so many people that were there. You were going to be there?
I have been there like 10 times, and maybe next year, if I can arrange the days, I will be over there.
I mean, something is, and you know what? You always have a couch here. You always have a house here if you need to stay somewhere. See, we
Thank
could do
you.
this.
Thank you.
What has Manga ever played a show in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we have been to Silver Lake. What's the satellite?
Oh,
A
okay.
club called Satellite. We played over there in LA. We have been to DC. We have been to South by Southwest. We have been to Summer Stage Festival in Central Park in 2011. Yeah, that's all.
You got to come back. You simply must return.
America needs us.
America needs you.
Yeah.
America needs you. Oscar, thank you so much for making this happen. It was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for pulling a late one for us.
I have that honor. Thank you very much. I am really proud and honored because of your invitation, and it's really beautiful to have your attention about this music that we do, and it's really beautiful to share the culture. Thank you.
We could be the
Thank
same,
you.
really. Not bad, right? Not bad, right?
Oh
This has been Holiday Kirk with the New Metal Agenda.
my
This has been Holiday Kirk with the New Metal Agenda, just reminding everyone at home to please be supporting and platforming the new and old bands alike that are doing this music. Please expand your horizons, breach the barriers of language, listen to some Manga, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. Good night.